Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Strength in basic materials and energy stocks helped Canada's stock market finish higher on Wednesday, while U.S. markets were mixed. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was up 116.38 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 220.42, the S&P 500 Index up 19.43, and the NASDAQ Composite up 6.57. The Canadian dollar traded for 72.18 cents U.S. compared with 72.29 cents on Tuesday. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the temporary foreign worker program needs a focused approach that targets the needs of specific sectors and regions. Carney says plans to reduce immigration rates are meant to ease the strain on housing, infrastructure, and social services. His remarks come a day after Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre claimed that the high immigration of recent years is the reason Canadian youth can't find jobs or homes. Several major announcements can be expected from the Liberal government in the near future. Prime Minister Carney says the first major industrial projects under the government's plans to reduce economic reliance on the U.S. will be announced tomorrow. He told Liberal MPs at a caucus retreat in Edmonton today that he also intends to launch his promised new national home building strategy next week. A teenager has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of 8-year-old Ja Ravi Roy, who was struck by a stray bullet while lying in his bed in his North York apartment last month. The teenager, who was 15 years old at the time of the shooting, has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder and 5 firearm offenses. He is now 16. 2 other youth suspects remain outstanding, Ibrahim Ibrahim, who's 17, and Amari Lidner, who's 18, both of Toronto. American conservative activist Charlie Kirk has been shot while holding an event at a university in Utah. Kirk's conservative youth organization, Turning Point USA, confirms he was shot during the event at Utah Valley University. Kirk is a major conservative social media celebrity and a close ally of the Trump administration. Jose Berríos will get the start for the Blue Jays tonight against Houston. The Blue Jays took the series opener last night in walk-off fashion. Toronto starts the day with a 3-game lead on New York and Boston in the American League East division standings. A few clouds tonight with a low of 9, sunny tomorrow with a high of 25, a mix of sun and cloud Friday and a high of 24. Right now it's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver.